We're going to try to go the entire hour without saying the P word.
Playoffs.
Don't like our chances. That one, too. We're definitely going to talk about the NBA playoffs. Evan Demerle's here from Sporting Live Arkansas. Although he is, much like Felix Jones, a free agent.
All over.
How are you, buddy?
Doing fine, Justin. How are you?
I'm great. Good to see you. I can't have a serious conversation with Bill because he gets me off target. So it's good to bring a guy in who actually knows what's up. Not that Bill doesn't know.
No. Why?
Well, you're a walking digression. It's hard for me to stay focused when you're here.
You are in a dark place, my friend.
I'm happy. I'm good.
Just for no reason, you take a swing at me like.
No, I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just saying it's good. I like your stream of consciousness. It's great. And you haven't said one comment. You haven't said anything about my shirt today. It looks just good. A lot of times, Bill spends most of the show critiquing my outfits.
When you come in with all these, with the Buzz, what I call the Buzz Homeless Collection, you know these, the T-shirt's got a hole in it, and it's some kind of thermal shirt underneath a T-shirt, and, you know, because you're a handsome man, and it's not that you're unclean.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into NBA talk in just a moment. We actually have some Razorback-related basketball news as well.
Uh-oh.
Well, okay, former Razorbacks. Evan's going to answer for us why Ronnie Brewer can't seem to get in an Oklahoma City game.
Oh, Justin. Justin.
Pitching matchups for the weekend in the world of SEC baseball. Arkansas playing this weekend. And you know what? I just realized that I just printed off last weekend's pitching matchups.
Yeah, there we go.
And who would possibly be interested in that? Jockstrap to the SEC for not updating its pitching matchups for the weekend. Arkansas is playing Tennessee this weekend. I do have the schedule. 6:05 pregame today on the Buzz. 5:35 on Saturday pregame. 6:05 start. And a 1:05 start. Just a scant 1 hour after the end of the Sunday Buzz. My favorite show.
I got to tell you, I think this series can determine whether or not whether the Hogs can host a, what is it, the Super Sub Regional?
Regional. I like their chances this weekend. This is a Tennessee team that just, frankly, isn't very good.
Nope. Football as well.
One more thing.
Justin.
Sir?
I have a digression for you.
Please
if you
do.
Have time.
I do. I have 2 hours left.
Have either of you ever seen Ken Burns' baseball documentary? Was watching the first episode of that last night and was a little bit shocked to find out in Kansas in the either late 1860s or early 1870s, there was a cross-dressing men's baseball team called the Mother Hubbards. Dressed up like the nannies of yore.
Oh, see? I got to tell you, we're going to have a fun time in this hour.
That is really...
I can already...
That's a factoid I would not have dug up.
That's a factoid. I'm going to search it.
Okay, CBSSports.com, the way too early college bowl projections. Would you like to hear a couple? SEC representation in the national championship game. I thought it was a thing of the past, but not according to this. They expect Alabama to return to the national title game, this time against Ohio State. A team that went undefeated that nobody noticed last year because they were ineligible. Texas A&M against Clemson in the Sugar Bowl.
Not going to happen.
Okay.
Not going to happen. But neither one of those teams.
You don't like Texas A&M to repeat. Clemson is everybody's kitschy pick out of the ACC.
Nope.
You don't like
say something. Dabo Swinney is the new Houston Nutt.
What?
You got it. Mm. You heard it here first. Dabo Swinney.
All pep and no step?
New Houston Nutt.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I have much more optimism with him and his offense than you do.
And I'm curious, how important do you think their OC last year, Cliff Kingsbury, was to that team?
One, most handsome man in college football.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, bar none.
Yes, Bradley Cooper would play him in a movie.
When you see him early season games, he just won't even wear a shirt. He'll just have the headset on.
That's exactly what
I said. And some tight pants. And McConaughey will be walking behind him. So...
And he'll have the second best six pack on the sideline at that point.
I've never been a big. Sweeney's one of those guys that Clemson should always be better than they are. They really have the access to talent that's around the college, everything that's there, commitment to win, money, the whole shebang.
But now there's another team in the state that's an actual football program.
Don't disagree. I don't disagree. And that's how Steve Spurrier was able to build South Carolina. But so Dabo Sweeney underperforms in years that he's supposed to win. And look it up. So he's the I just don't see. And to your point, I think it was a lot. I think that's a, it's a huge. You don't lose a guy like that.
Who replaced him? Do y'all know? I don't know.
Who replaced who?
Cliff Kingsbury. They're the
their OC. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know that. I'm assuming they.
Rob Ryan. Rob Ryan replaced him.
Upward promoted an assistant. I think
Fillmore Slim
would be my guess.
Pimple Pips.
They have Nebraska winning the Big Ten and going to the Rose Bowl. Oh, I'm sorry. Second in the Big Ten behind Ohio State and going to the Rose Bowl. Interesting. They do have Texas going to a BCS game, Fiesta Bowl.
Of course they do.
All I have to do is win the Big 12. No big deal.
Right.
Orange Bowl, Florida State, Notre Dame. Old school matchup. I like that.
Yeah. Notre Dame.
They do have Arkansas. They are anticipating Arkansas. That's CBSSports.com, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They do anticipate Arkansas going to a bowl game. The Music City Bowl.
Hey-oh.
I like Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Music City Bowl, the peripheral stuff. The game itself sucked last time we went.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the Mizzou game?
Minnesota.
That was the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
Arkansas scored on its opening drive with Matt Jones calling the shots, and then they never scored again, I don't think.
Then Houston took over.
But there were two NFL running backs.
Dabo Sweeney began calling the plays.
Well, they thought they had it in the bag. They were just trying to run out the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Problem was there were 14 minutes left in the first half.
Did you say there were two? What was that?
Like two NFL running backs on Minnesota that year.
Ah,
the
Barber,
with Marion Barber, yeah. And then
Mulroney, Mulcanari, or
Mulnanaski. Mekahineo. I can't remember, but yes. Exactly. Okay, so Arkansas, Georgia Tech, and the Music City Bowl. I will take any bowl game. Fair assessment? Any bowl game is a good bowl game
any
this
bowl
year?
Any bowl game.
Did you?
I'm Give
guessing,
me Shreveport.
You didn't mention that. Too. I'm guessing in your word association with Brett Bielema this week, did not mention Music City.
I didn't say Independence. Independent?
He would have said Notre Dame.
Right.
Probably. Okay. South Florida Vanderbilt in the Compass Bowl. LSU Oklahoma in a Cotton Bowl. Georgia Wisconsin in the Outback Bowl. Basically, let me just count this up. 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
10 teams from the SEC out of 14 go to bowl games, according to this.
Who's left off the list? Missouri.
Missouri.
Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Is Tennessee?
Tennessee?
I don't see Tennessee listed here. No. Good call.
I just went Arrested Development on you, too.
That was impressive.
See?
We're missing one other school. I don't know who it is.
Vandy's on there, right?
Vandy is on here. Vandy, yeah. South Florida.
They're the team.
Mississippi State's on there?
Actually, Missouri's on here. Mississippi State is on here.
Okay.
Ole Miss is on here.
Auburn?
Better do a recount.
Auburn.
Auburn. Poor guys.
Auburn did not make this
That's
list.
That's a tough one.
It's hard for me to believe.
Me.
Is that your phone ring?
Yeah,
actually, I have Arkansas State going to the Poinsettia Bowl in San Diego. Against Fresno State.
Do they play
That'd
that
be a good game.
On a ship?
I don't think
they
so.
Should.
It should.
Aircraft carrier.
Did you see that story
that
today?
Finally watch it.
The Miami Dolphins apparently are interested in playing a game on an aircraft carrier. They think they can pull this off.
I love it.
I don't know. The basketball thing was a bit of a stretch. I don't know about football.
Are they gonna take municipal money, like a couple $100 million?
I think they're being apparently they're being shunned by the community on that. They already got screwed on the Marlins.
The Florida State Legislature voted down an attempt to that would have. Diverted some tax dollars to improvements at Sun Life Stadium, but that's all. Thank you to the baseball team.
Yeah, the Marlins have screwed it up for everybody. Thanks a lot, Marlins.
If you kick a football off of an aircraft carrier, can you just yell, "Little help! Little help over here!"
You probably have the guys like in the boats out in McCovey Cove,
just have with the big nets and everything.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah,
let me get James in here quickly. We're talking some NBA. Hey, James.
Hey, Justin. Have you heard anything from? Texas County Country Club and the Governor's Cup?
I have not, but I can tell Lawrence Maroney. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. See, I knew it was
Ethan, I appreciate it. No, but I have gotten 47 pictures on Twitter from Jay Fox.
Is that right?
So there's
well, I'm kind of...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying there's a lot of pretty scenes down there. I just don't know what the count is. But it's
well,
in the
I typed in last night on Google. I typed in Arkansas-Mississippi Governor's Cup, and it showed me the pairings for this morning, what time they were teeing off and all that stuff. I got a Stan Lee story. I want to tell you what I got you on here. He told me how to fix my game.
All right.
Y'all were talking about that the other day. I played around with him, and I told him, I said, now, Stan, if you see anything that will help my game, you tell me. We played 18 holes. He never said a word to me. At the end, I asked him, I said, did you not see anything that would help my game? And he said, yes. I said, what is it? I thought he was going to tell me. He told me to take 2 weeks off and quit.
Yeah. I saw that coming.
Mm-hmm. A little material there.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
2 weeks, 10 at Zanies.
Oh, I'd like to point out that overtime starts at 1 o'clock.
Was he playing golf with the great comic book artist Stan Lee? Oh, is that? What?
One more thing. And then
Archie Goodwin.
We will dive into the NBA.
Archie Cooley?
How about Tiger Woods? Bill, you were talking about how he's got back to his old swinging ways.
Pretty
partying at the club, jumping on a plane, and going right to the course. He is 5-under par today.
Yes.
He is 10-under par for the tournament. He is now your PBJ leader.
Oh, it's over. Sleeper hold.
10-under par through 13 holes today. He's 5-under par. Shot an opening round 67. He is on his way to being in the final group going into the weekend.
He's got that tournament in a slit. The referee is holding the arm up now, and it's dropping. And he's looking around. He's holding it up again, and it's dropping. the rest of the field has just got, nope, not, can't call for the bell just yet.
Tonight, back on the court. And we have the matchups from two nights ago, the Bulls and Miami, tied at one apiece. Every series is tied at one apiece, so I guess I don't need to point that out for every series. And then the late game tonight is Golden State and San Antonio.
What is going on with Carlos Boozer? What, 6 and 8 points?
Not much.
Two games?
Yeah.
Not much at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Bulls. Amazing that they won one game with him playing that way. But they have no shot in Chicago with him putting up those kind of numbers.
I happen to think that Game 3, especially when you see series tied 1-1, Game 3 is in a 7-game series. It is the most important game in the series because if you're Miami or you're San Antonio, who's lucky just to be 1-1, I mean.
Every single team has lost its home court advantage.
Right.
And that's the first time it's ever happened in this round or the fourth.
You've got to get that game back quickly because if you go 2-1 on the road, you become dangerously close then because then that makes that game four. It's a must win. Your back's against the wall. And
even if Miami lost, though, I would still assume that they're going to turn it on and roar back. Although, honestly, do you guys think, because I didn't see the last game, but do either you guys think that Rose will make a return in Chicago?
No.
Saw the question?
I think he's done.
Joe Klein was in this week, and I was going to get Big Baby to pull this clip, but he made a great point. He said the one mistake they made is they didn't have a unified front. There should have been a company line on the Derrick Rose thing. They dropped the ball because he had his thoughts. He's had family members come out and talk.
Right.
I mean, he's had teammates come out and defend him. He's had the organization saying one thing. They should have had a unified front set. He's either playing or he's definitely not playing. I would tend to think he's definitely not playing. But the fact that they didn't handle that in-house is a little surprising.
Assuming that they knew ahead of time whether he'd be playing this late or not.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't, though.
Maybe they assumed they'd already be out of the playoffs, you're saying?
Playoffs.
Potentially. Or you know, in an extreme situation like now, 1-1, it's in Chicago. If you're ever going to do it, this is the time.
But if you're Rose... Now he's in a no-win situation because now you come back and play and they lose the series. Can he be accused of disrupting the chemistry that they had? And you're talking about the 1-1. Yeah. If he doesn't play and they win the series, then what do you need him for? You got to begin to rethink. We just beat the best team on the planet en route to a great playoff run. Or if they lose and he doesn't play, then there's this –
You saw the same thing in Memphis a couple years ago. It was Gay that was hurt, right? Gay was out.
And he was out for sure, though.
Then they dealt him, and now you know they saw, hey, we can win without him. I don't think you're going to see a similar thing. I don't think anybody's going to make the argument that they can be as good without Rose as they can be with him.
I agree, but if they win, and again, I think this is a huge stretch here to say that the Bulls will beat the Heat in a 7-game series.
I don't know. I haven't seen anybody who believes that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I think it's a stretch, man. I
haven't seen anybody who believes that the Bulls can win the series.
Okay.
Yes.
We agree.
I don't think there's anybody who thinks that they'll win the series.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they don't even have the potential to do it, playing 100% and the Heat having a few off games without Rose.
It's not just – here's the thing about Chicago that's amazing. It's not just Rose. It's Deng, who is not a good player. Yeah. He's a really good player. Yeah. I won't call him a great player, but he's a really good player. He's an all-star caliber player.
But Jarrett, Little Rock Central's teammate, the teammate of Little Rock Central grad, Jarrett Hart, by the way, they played on the English national team a few years ago together.
Is that right,
well,
chap?
Hello.
Yeah.
And then, and of course, Heinrich is out, which, you know, I don't know how much of a difference maker is. He can at least eat minutes. But anyway, it is incredible considering what they have out that they have been able to compete.
If you're Chicago for tonight.
Nate Robb made himself a lot of money this playoffs.
I think if you're Chicago for tonight, you want one of two things. You got to pray for one of two things. One, either you can get that crazy ex-wife a courtside seat, or you have everyone courtside dressed like that woman.
I like that idea.
There you go, see? You get everyone around, then you
She was
get
wearing
LeBron.
Something from the same Versace collection that Dwayne Wade had on in the postgame press conference.
He had the jacket to her shirt.
Here's a couple of sound bites from this game, then we'll get into that, the peripheral things from the what has become an extremely physical and chippy series in just two games. Here's LeBron.
It's still one game, you know, and you don't get two wins where if you went over 30 or you went over 40, you only get one game. So they're back in their home building where they're very good.
That's really not fair either, by the way. I'd like to point out, if you win by more than 30, you should get two victories in your series. I think that should count that way. I think just like in radio, if we have a really great show, we should get the next day off. Because right. we could put on the best show in the world today, and tomorrow we still have to come back and do it all over again.
Could.
Not actually tomorrow because it's Saturday, but if it was Monday and we had a great show, theoretically, which almost never happens, we would still have to come back Tuesday. It doesn't count. It's just like if you hit a 35-footer, it counts the same as if you hit right on the three-point line.
Well, I think it's a situation where the game one, you can make all these excuses. They hadn't played in a while. They won in a sweep. You know, it takes a while for these guys who are used to winning to wake up, and even though it's a playoff game.
It took Dwayne Wade one game and a half to get sufficiently cranky enough.
Right, exactly. Just it. So
he threw the ball off the Paisan.
We'll see. I think, look, first half of this game, this could be one of those things that – but a couple of weeks ago, remember I talked about how I think that – I thought that Oklahoma City was playing nervous basketball, that they
yes. you know,
they really started to – if this is a if this is a close game at halftime on the road in Chicago and you know,
Miami's
it boils down to LeBron having to hit a 17-foot jump shot, you know, late in the shot clock and late in the game to tie it or win it.
You like their chances, too.
I like Chicago.
Oh, I like Miami still. I don't see them nutting up. There is a team or two in the playoffs that I think New York will crack under pressure. I think Oklahoma City at this point, without having Westbrook to fall back on, will crack under pressure. I don't see Miami cracking under the pressure.
And the other thing is, can this kid Jimmy Butler continue to be the incredible Iron Man that he's been playing? He's pretty much the new Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
He's playing the whole game, and the job he's doing.
You don't mean overpriced free agent, do you?
I mean, no.
Okay.
He may be the polar opposite in that regard, but no, just playing every minute, every game. I think Joe led the league in minutes early in his year, in his career, and this Butler kid did a great job on LeBron the first game.
Well, it is safe to say that the Bulls are a little dinged up.
Zing zang. Thank you, Lou.
He's lost 15 pounds, by the way, since that spinal tap.
Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah, be able to get up and down the court quickly. My computer's frozen. I can't work like this. I can't do it. I'm gonna throw a hissy fit. I'm gonna throw a Bill Vickery.
All right, there we go.
Sunday morning. Yep, I've been up all night. Hissy fit in a minute. This computer is driving me crazy. I have enough trouble doing this show when my equipment is working properly. I am going to throw a Bill Vickery hissy fit.
Remove all the piano wiring.
I did the spinal tap, and just after that, I just didn't respond well. You know, I started having severe headaches. Was struggling to walk, started feeling really weak, started throwing up, constant diarrhea. I just couldn't, I couldn't control my body, really.
We could have done that.
I was just going to say, do you really?
Right.
Do you really?
I evacuated my bowels
you
quite
know
often.
My computer was trying to protect our ears from Luol talking about his bowel movements. And, thank God. Ooh. Sorry, computer, you were right all along. My apologies. Danger Will Robinson.
Was his English accent missing there? Did it also flush out with the fluids?
Right, exactly.
I didn't hear it.
Play that one more time.
I didn't hear it.
I did the spinal tap, and just after that, I just didn't respond well. You know, I started having severe headaches, was struggling to walk, started feeling really weak, started throwing up. Constant diarrhea. I just couldn't. I couldn't control my body, really.
Constant diarrhea. Is there any other kind? I mean,
I think he just described my Sunday morning. Struggling to walk. Constant diarrhea.
Just
there you go.
Run me a mic cable to the bathroom. I'll just do a show from in there.
Pete. Oh, I shouldn't have had that last chimichanga.
Hello.
Oh.
All right. Well, it was not a very good trip to Miami for those who did make the trip from Chicago. So it wasn't food poisoning because he didn't actually go on the trip. So that was good. But everybody has probably seen the picture of this. And again, we saw this the other day in, I can't remember, I don't know if it was the Denver, it must have been the Denver series with Golden State, where the Nuggets fan was talking noise and Steph Curry turned around and got in the guy's face and said, watch your mouth, you watch your mouth. Same thing as it's these fake tough guy fans who are standing right next to a security guard who want to get in the face of a player. And I'm bothered by it for a number of reasons, mostly because sports is entertainment. What?
Can I see it?
Yeah, I guess so. Sports is entertainment, right? Yeah. Sports, you pay your money to go and watch.
Right.
I have no problem with you saying stuff or booing or whatever. But for you to get in the face of an athlete, a professional athlete like this, is so far off the charts disrespectful, it sickens me in a number of ways.
Yeah.
And here's this hose bag who was in – she was apparently looked at as a possible –
Murder suspect.
Yeah, murder suspect.
Murder suspect. You can say that.
Yeah, for, you know.
Person of interest.
Yeah, person of interest in killing her husband.
Former husband. It was her third marriage. This one didn't end in divorce. He, his body was riddled with drugs, alcohol, and then he basically drowned in their pool. So, but you know what's funny to me about all this? Like the kid with Steph Curry and this situation. You would think you go to an NBA game, and I'm a passionate fan. It should be the upper deck guys who are hacked off and screaming and cursing.
Right.
It's always the courtside people.
Here's the worst
who get
part.
Caught, and I think they feel like they're entitled.
Yes.
They feel entitled.
I'm rich.
Right. I am rich. I bought these seats.
Yeah. They're,
I can scream at you or do whatever I want.
These are the small. This is a small collection of folks who actually have more money than the players do that are sitting courtside that have the sense of entitlement. This is the worst of all. There is a picture of.
Right.
There's actually serious pictures. First of all, you get the picture everybody's seen where she's flipping off Noah. Then you see a picture of the idiot guy she's with yelling in Taj Gibson's ear. And Taj Gibson could easily have backhanded the dude, which I wish he would have. Then the last one is, and this is the worst one of all, as a guy who has a tendency to be smug on occasion, this even sickens me.
Yes.
They are high-fiving as though they had done some sort of public good for the greater Miami-Dade County area.
Yeah, I got to tell you what the guy
we
should...
sure showed them!
You got to think
just
that guy
idiots.
Should have just looked at Noah or someone and said, you ought to be married to her, buddy.
Well, this guy doesn't want to be, if he wants to stay alive, I would not suggest getting her a ring.
And I would think, too, I mean, I get it, but is it.
Her name is Philomena Tobias, right. So no wonder she's PO'd. Right. Her name's Philomena, for God's sakes.
She's working on husband number four. I think he was identified as some neurosurgeon. Or
she's the
like
widow
that.
Of former CNBC commentator and hedge fund manager, easy for me to say, Seth Tobias, who was found drowned in his pool in September of 2007. A police investigation determined that there had been no foul play. The medical examiner concluded the death was a result of a lethal mix, Bill, which is also known as a regular old Thursday night in some people's circles. Alcohol, cocaine, and Ambien. Bad combination. So were my
like
parents.
A Kevin Bacon movie.
I was going to say, you never top the Ambien off. I mean, at what point do you have to stay up that much? You know? I'm going to sleep, just did a braille of cocaine. Need me two Ambien. I'll cool that one off.
Seth Tobias.
Where's Elvis?
His four brothers alleged that Philomena had drugged her husband and lured him into the pool where he drowned, according to the New York Times, and then filed a civil case. The Tobias brothers and Philomena Tobias settled in June of 2008. She's like, you guys shut up about it. Right. Here, take this money. Just shut up about it. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
I'll tell you what, the husband that was sitting next to her should be embarrassed that he's married to her.
Not married, I don't think. It's guy X. I don't think they're married.
If he took her voluntarily to that game.
Yeah, he's unidentified other guy.
Guy's got to be wealthy.
If they were married, we would have known.
That's his best shot? Come on. Surely. I mean, there are a lot
Ethan
of women.
Ethan makes a great point.
Beach.
If you were married to her, you probably would have taken all those drugs, too.
Right, well, exactly.
Makes good sense. The other one, we were talking about chemistry. Actually, let's go ahead and take a time out and we'll talk about this. The other series. Which returns tomorrow. Again, hey, look at there. I actually fired when I told it to. Or did you do that?
I pushed it.
But you get all the credit. Anyway, the New York Knicks, who have played...
So we're moving on from Lou Alding's diarrhea? Have we determined that? We know more?
It's over.
Yes.
I had to get a shot in there for Allison Courtney, who's a big Lou Alding fan.
Is that right?
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Captivated by that conversation.
Well...
I'm sorry, didn't mean. I digressed.
Apparently, so did he.
I'm sorry.
Unfortunately. Anyway, when we come back, we will talk about. It's been maybe addition by subtraction, although the Knicks are tied 1-1, but they have another key cog returning to the lineup. And this is like the playoffs are now a microcosm of their season from last year, where they had like a revolving door roster last year. So I want to get your thoughts, Evan. Evan Demerle joining us this morning in the studio. On what you think the addition will mean for them. I do want to say this. Alignment is the only fix you need, and Ideal Feet is here to help you. You know, it all starts from the ground up, whether you're building a program or getting yourself straightened out. Ideal Feet products align the four arches of your feet, relieving all that pressure and pain you've been suffering from. When your feet are aligned, you can begin to walk pain-free. Over-the-counter insoles that just cushion your feet and mask the problem. And supports that are molded from your damaged feet just continue the problem. So do what I did and realign your feet, change your alignment, and fix your life. You will seriously be thrilled if you take a quick trip over to Ideal Feet. Get the inserts that will work best for you. They have over 200 different styles, so they will find something that works perfectly for you. I-430 and Rodney Parham in The Rock, 501-537-3100 or online at idealfeet.com. It's nothing like going to the doctor, believe me. You walk right in, same-day relief, no appointment, no surgeries, no injections. Get some Ideal Feet inserts. Change your outlook on life with Ideal Feet. It's 1131 in The Zone. And if I'm addicted to loving you, and you're addicted to my love too,
we can be them too. There.